Shus, Shus, Rashi Kolel, Rashi Kolel, thank you for the opportunity, Baruch Hashem, the closure of this man, Baruch Hashem, or the beginning of a newsman, Bezrat Hashem it Barak. So, the title probably was longer than my word, Baruch Hashem, but yes, we have now the 3 weeks, and we have to know what's the whole morning we are going about the 3 weeks. So it's an interesting aloha. I just want to share with you a chiddush in aloha from Rabbi Miller's question and answer. Chabad, I don't have the pamphlet, but the aloha says to a person, Ra'u lechol yere shamayim sheyeh metzer v'doeg al churban bet ha-migdash v'agalut, al churban v'agalut, is a person with rat shamayim should be metzer v'doeg for the churban. We should be sad and worried for the churban and the galut. And the Mishnah Berurah there brings the tikkun chatzot and everything. So, Tikkun Chatzot sounds like a taboo, don't talk about it. And really, yeah, we might also feel like it's too long, like we don't know the psukim or whatever. But Rabbi Miller said a beautiful chidush. He says, in the halacha, before the Arizal came with the Tikkun Chatzot, the Rosh Lashon is, Ra'u lechol yere shamayim sheyeh metzer v'doeg. Every yere shamayim person should have some sort of tzar and daiga that he's... about the churban of the Bayit and Mikdash, and also from the Galut. And it doesn't say for how long. So Rabbi Miller said, even for 1 minute, if a person, let's say, wakes up in the middle of the night, a person for 1 minute is metzer v'doeg, he's mekayem. It's not all or nothing. He's mekayem a person if a person goes to the bathroom or for one reason, just take advantage and do this aloha. And also in the 3 weeks, in Siman Taf Kuf Nalef, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. In the Shem of the Arizal, it's very short there. It says the Kavanat Ari. It says that a person during the 3 weeks in Chatzot Ayoim, a person also should be bochel like Chatzisha. That's the lashon of him. The Shara Kavanot of the Rav Chaim Vital, he brings down is a tikkun for the nefesh of the person, and it's important. Even in the 3 weeks now, the 9 days, a person calls to Chaparayon in Chatzot during the middle of the day, also to be metzer v'doeg. If you don't take the whole tikkun Chatzot, at least. You know, one moment of tzar and de'aga for the churban bayit and the galut. That's a chiddush from Rabbi Miller, and it's beautiful, and it makes sense, at least to keep the rolling the ball, you know, to start with something, that would be maybe something good. Now, the 3 weeks of Ben HaMetzarim, we call it, they started with Yud-Zayin Betamuz. Everyone knows the Gemara Masechet Ta'anit. Hamishat Varim Eru Yud-Zayin Betamuz. The first one was Nishtabru Aluchot. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot after he sees what's going on with the Chet Ha'egel. Then we have Uvkeah Ha'ir, Butalat Amid, Tzaraf HaPostemos, the Torah, like other 5 things, 4 things more than what happened with after the Chet Ha'egel, that the first Luchos were broken. That's Yud-Zayin Betamuz. And then we have 3 weeks, comes Tisha V'Av. Tisha V'Av also Chamisha Dvarim, Miru La'avotenu. The first one was Nigzal La'avot, Shelo Yikansu Eretz Yisrael. Because they were crying, they listened to the Meraglim, instead of having bitachon in Hashem, and they start crying. Hashem said that Tzavat Chala Udvash, and they didn't believe, and they cry. And that's Tisha V'Av. Then the two Churbanot of Bet HaMikdash Rishon and Sheini also happened, Tisha V'Av. There's the city of Biter, or Betar, it also was destroyed in Tisha V'Av. And we know the Tzarot that happens to Bnei Yisrael, always during the years, the 3 weeks, also, for Moroccans at least, is very like scared. They don't let people to go to swim. And there's Sakonos, the Halakha says, between this time and this time, do not be in a place, Ben Chama Letzel, because there is a special Shindalet that is going around. If a person has a Shalom Zizim, he could get damaged by it. He says, Lo Yaku, Rabbanim, Lo Yaku, Talmidim. It's very, these 3 weeks, we're careful. We're mourning the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And we're serious about it. We take it serious. And now the 9 days is like even more strong, the 9 days. Now, the Gemara in Masechet Bechorot, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Bechorot Davchet, Tanu Rabbanan, Chachamim teach us, that Tarnegolet le'esim be'had yom, the Tarnegolet, the chicken, the hen gives birth after 21 days. After 21 days, it puts the Ukenekdan. Also, we find Ilan Luz. There is a tree called Luz, which is a Machloket Rashi Tosfot. The Tosfot brings down the Luz is a Shaked, which is an almond tree. The almond tree takes 21 days to what? To give their fruit also. The same way the Tarnegolet takes 21 days to put the neg. So also the almond tree, 21 days to give its fruit. And the Tosfot brings down, he says, the Targum Yerushalmi brings, luzim is in the translation of the word makel shaked by Yirmiyahu. Ma ata roe, Yirmiyahu. So makel shaked ani roe. So what is makel shaked? The Targum there says, chutra de luza. It's a stick of an almond. An almond tree. So it's a branch of an almond tree. That's what I see. And it says, the Tosfot says, the same way the shaked, meaning the almond, like the Gemara is saying, after 21 days give its fruit, af mi yudzayim betamuz letisha ve'av, ken. The same thing is 21 days, happens from tishiva asar betamuz until tisha ve'av. The 21 days, the 3 weeks. This is the 3 weeks of mourning, which is shaked, is quick, it's going to happen very quick, very fast. Shakdan is a person that is diligent, that is like a very quick. So that's the word. The word is, these 3 weeks are going to come. Kol rotfei sigua ben ha-metzarim, like the Pasuk in Echa says. Everyone could just, during these 3 weeks, is what all the condensed part of the tzaros of the Klal Israel. So now, this is another Gemara, Masechet Bechorot. The Gemara is probably famous because Baruch Hashem Rabbi Blesh is giving also his shiurim on the Biur Agro and the Agata. This is one of the most amazing Agata part of the Shas probably, which is the story with Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah and Sabi de Beatuna. Yeah? So the Gemara there brings down that the Sabi de Beatuna, they were very smart. And the Kesar, he wanted Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah to bring them. But you have to go in a debate with them. And Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah took the risk, and he went to bring them. And there is amazing questions over there. Obviously, they cannot just be taken lightly without any deep understanding. But really, I'm going to go straight to the question, one of the questions, which is the Sabe de Beatuna. They start challenging Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah just with interesting questions. The question that they say over here is like this. I to lay trei be'e. They bring to Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah two eggs, two nice, beautiful eggs. They ask him, "Hi, the zugita uchmete, v'hai the zugita chivate. Please let us know which egg comes from a tarnegol that is white, and which one comes from a tarnegol that is black. I want you to let us know. The eggs are here. Let me, which one is the son or the egg of a white tarnegolet, or tell me which one is the one from a black tarnegolet." Good. So far, that was the question. Whatever they say, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah catch it right away, and he answers to them. He says, "Aitelehu ihu." He brought to them tregevine, two cheese, nice, beautiful white cheese, amar lehu, goat cheese. Amar lehu, "Hai de iza uchmete." You guys have to tell me, these two cheese you see, cheeses, you have to tell me which one comes from a goat that is black, which one comes from a goat that is white. I have a joke, but I'm not going to say it, because it's serious. But the Marsha is going to explain this in a serious mode. So now, that was the whole conversation. Two eggs, tell us which one is from the white tarnegolet, which one is from the black. And he answers back, two cheeses, white cheese, please tell me which one comes from a goat that is black, which one comes from a goat that is white. So now the Marsha, he's obviously, he says, what's going on in this Gemara, right? We heard in Shavuot a beautiful explanation in the Peg, in the from the Rabbi Blesher, by the Kaz Faradim. And now the Marsha explains beautiful the whole Mahal in Masechet Becholot Daf Chet Amud Bet, and he says as follows. What's the conversation going on over here? He says, the two eggs that we're talking about, if you remember what we learned in Daf Aleph, Daf Chet Amud Aleph, that it says there that the Tarnegolet, it takes 21 days to make an egg. And also the same thing by the almond trees, 21 days. And the Tosfot connects, 21 days, Makel Shaked of the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It means that 21 days is the 3 weeks from Yudzayin Betamuz until Tisha B'Av. So he says as follows. They brought two eggs from a Tarnegolet. So what they were asking is like this. They say, listen, the Tarnegolet 21 days, the same thing with the almond tree. And the almond tree represents the 3 weeks of the Yudzayim Bet Tammuz and the Shavuot Bein HaMitzarim, which is the destruction of the Bet HaMikdash. So they were asking Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, you Jewish people, You have to understand one thing. Em ramzulo yamim elu bezugita ochmeta. Hashem galut, the black taranegolet, the black hen, it represents the galut, black darkness. But we know that there is 21 days that they are Yom Tov, Yemei Slicha, the Hashem Soleach, and they are Simcha. Mi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah, from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Ad Chaf Alef Tish, Leshi Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. From Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, 21 days also. And they are Yemei Slicha V'Simcha. The 21 days of Ben HaMetzarim are Alagalut, sadness, tragedy. And the 21 days on Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is Slicha and Simcha. But there are 21. So they say to Rabbi Yosha ben Hanania, listen, it's impossible for you to understand what Hashem wants from you. You don't have any hopes with Hashem Itbarach. Why? Because at the end of the day, you get the result, the same thing, 21 days of Tzar and 21 days of Simcha. And what Hashem wants from you? He wants you to be Tzar or he wants you to be Simcha? If it will be 22, 21, we will know. Hashem loves us more or less. But if it's 21, 21, it's impossible for you to understand what Hashem wants from your nation. You don't know if the good is really good or the bad is not so bad because they are equal, 21 and 21. That was the question with the two eggs that come from the Tarnegolet. The Tarnegolet, 21 days to make an egg. The same thing with the Makel Shaked, the almond tree. That also takes 21 days to give almonds. So that was their question. What Bnei Yisrael is doing? We don't know. What Hashem wants of Bnei Yisrael, 21, Simcha, is equal. If it will be a little bit tilted to one side, you understand what Hashem wants from you. But it's impossible. So, comes Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania, and he responds to them. What's the response was? He brought two cheeses that come from goats. And he asked them, let me know which one comes from a goat that is black, and which one comes from a goat that is white. Says the Marsha, what is this goat talking about? We know Yom Kippur, we bring two korbanot, one is Lashem, one is Lazazel, and one is white, one is Lashem, and the other is Lazazel, it's to the dark side, it's like to Sarosh El Esav, it's for the dark side. And both of them, both give the kapor. Both of them, they give us, the result of it, is kapara for the whole clan Israel. They bring kapara for Am Israel. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania tells them, the same way, the korban of Yom Kippur is the same. Like at the end, the result is kaparo, white. Even if you will be red, Hashem will make everyone white like the snow. We're going to be clean, completely clean. So we come out clean out of this Yom Kippur avoid. And even though one is dark, one is for the Azazel, and one is white, and one is good, but still the same results. So he said to them, the same way we see that the 21 days of between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which is 21, the outcome is white, which represents Kaparo. The same thing when we have the 21 days between Yosai and the Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, that also is for our Kaparo. Because therefore, whatever we receive during these 3 weeks with the Ben HaMetzarim, we still also receive kaporo for it, for the mourning that we're doing for the Beit HaMikdash and for all the tzoros that happened throughout the generations and for the Chilul Hashem and the Churban Abayis and the Galut that we're going through. We also receive kaporo out of it. So he said, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You ask me about the eggs, which one it is, or Hashem is, it doesn't matter for us. At the end, the same result is cheese, white cheese, is bring kaporo for Am Israel, and that's the 21 days of Simcha, which is Rosh Hashanah, and until Hashanah Rabbah is Yemei Simcha, even the halacha says, the halacha should be davening, a person when he davens, he should be davening with Simcha, he should be davening not to cry. It's our question, even the Gro is the one that was marked with that the Shaliach Tzibur should make a Kaddish with a song, in order to show that it's a Yom Simcha, and the Arizal writes, it's interesting, the Arizal, his Talmud says that he used to cry like a baby during the whole tefillot of the Yamim HaNoraim. So the Rav Ovadia Yosef brings in his sefer the whole question. So how you conciliate the opinion of the Gro with the Arizal? So he brings one answer from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says it depends on the person. If a person is a cry baby, I always cry for everything. So he should be obey on his midot and not to cry. But if a person is a person that is hard for him to cry, so a person also should try to cry. That's one answer. But the answer that he says is not a stirrup. It's really, you're not allowed to make yourself cry. But if you are so dovuk to Hashem in your davening that you cry, so that's okay, that's perfect, that's good. That means that you are pure. The neshama is getting dovuk to Hashem. So if the crying comes to the devekut that you're going in your tefillah, perfect. But a person should not get depressed and cry himself. It's not the time. You have to have bitachon that Hashem forgives and Hashem will give us a good din in Rosh Hashanah. So that was the answer there in the Rav Ovadia Yosef. But now, so we see clearly that there is 21 days you die in the Tammuz at Tisha B'Av, and 21 days from Rosh Hashanah until Hashanah Rabbah. I heard this many years, more than a decade ago, from the Rav Nissan Kaplan, Shlita, and he said a beautiful insight, a beautiful reflection that is very important for us to understand. Pay attention to what happened in the Torah. We have Tisha B'Av because of what the Torah says. Batisa kol ha'edava itenu et kolam, bayivku ha'am balaylahu. And B'nai Yisrael, they were crying that night. They believed to the Meraglim instead of believing to Hashem. They were crying and crying. What are we going to do? We're going to die. They were crying. Hashem said, "Atem bachitum b'chiyah shel chinam." The Yerushalmi said, "B'chiyah shel tiflut." And now I'm going to give you ledorot. I'm going to punish you guys with to B'nai Yisrael. He said, "Ledorot." Soon, Bezrat Hashem is going to end that Hashem before Tisha B'Av. And then, that's the reason why Tisha B'Av. Then we said, the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit says, one of the things that happened in Yuzayim et Tammuz, the first one, the history was, Nishtabru aluchot, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the egel, and he broke the luchos. Pay attention to the Pesukim. The Pesukim said, Vahi kasher karav el ha-machane, vayar et ha-egel u-mcholot, vayiharaf Moshe. Moshe got upset when he gets closer to the machane, he sees the egel, and he sees people dancing with the egel. Then, Vayicharaf Moshe, he got so upset, Vayashlech miyadav et haluchot, Vayishaber otam tachat ha'al. He broke them. Because he saw that they were dancing. Not only the chet ha'egel, not on top of that, they were also dancing with the chet ha'egel. So because of that, he broke the luchos. So, says Rav Nissan Kaplan, he says, so we were crying for what is not a reason to cry, for the wrong thing. And we were dancing with what is the wrong thing. So comes the 21 days Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Rabo, right? What comes right after Rosh Hashanah Rabo in Eretz Yisrael is Simchas Torah. It's also Simchas Torah, right? An extra day, to say sometimes Tisha B'Av gets until the 10th when it falls on Shabbat. That extra day is Simchas Torah. So comes Rosh Hashanah, what we're doing is really the opposite of the reasons for the Shivasar V'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Because in Tisha B'Av we cry for what is not supposed to cry. Why are you crying? You have to have bitachon in Hashem. And comes Rosh Hashanah, and we cry for what? For our averot. We cry in the slichot. We cry, Hashem, please forgive, because we did averos. The real reason for the averos. And comes Simchas Torah, and what we do? We dance for what we should be dancing. Torah, the Torah of Hashem Itbarach, that we're so lucky. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So it's mamish the tikkun, that we have to take this reflection into our hearts, that what's the whole problem, the reason, the sources, why we have the 3 weeks, Ben HaMetzarim, is because we were dancing for what we should not. A person was excited about, I don't know, a game, food, right? A person was, instead of the bar mitzvah, it was the mitzvah bar, you know, like this, like a, it's a fancy mitzvah bar, everyone drinking and doing the stuff. What about the bar mitzvah? What about the Torah? Right? That's so crying for what is wrong, for entering Eretz Israel, for that we're crying. Hashem said that it's about halach, we should cry. No! Comes the Takana and says, in Yom Kippur, in Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, the days of the Yamim HaNoraim, we cry for our averot, for focusing in things that we're doing things that weren't against the Ratzon of Hashem. And we dance, and we fix that we were dancing with the wrong thing. We were celebrating the cholin, how tasty it was, instead of how good the drosha was, and things like that. So the person, we come these days without Hashem, and preparing for Yamim HaNoraim already, it's the end of this man, but it's preparation for the next of this man. We should take this reflection into our hearts, that the whole source was that we cried for what is wrong, and we celebrate what is also wrong, and come to Shashon and we do what is right. We cry for Averot, and we also celebrate Torah and Mitzvot. But that Hashem, we should also remember always, everything brings the same results. The kapara, as the kapara and the mechilat avonot come also from keeping these 3 weeks, thinking about the galut, b'dat Hashem, we should be zochet to see Mashiach Tzidkenu, and dance with the Torah in Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen.